For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Conservative and progressive advocacy groups are slamming a bill increasing penalties for violent crime in Missouri's largest cities. Groups including the Missouri chapters of the NAACP and Americans for Prosperity say the bill is a return to tough-on-crime policies. It would ramp up penalties for gun crimes, second-degree murder, and gang crimes. It also would create the crime of vehicle hijacking, which is now prosecuted as robbery. Prosecutors and other law enforcement groups support the bill. The governor hasn't indicated whether he'll sign it. Branson, Missouri is at the center of a standoff over Confederate symbolism. Protesters have been gathering outside Dixie Outfitters, a strip mall store dedicated to Confederate flags, clothing, and other merchandise. The protests have drawn Black Lives Matter demonstrators, as well as those who support the store and the Confederate flag. Meanwhile, a Confederate monument in southeast Missouri may soon be coming down. The Cape Girardeau Historic Preservation Commission voted unanimously Tuesday to remove and store the monument. Commissioner Lauren Clark calls it a symbol of oppression. Commissioner Ken Markin has suggested Confederates were traitors to the nation. The Missouri Democratic Party is urging Republican Governor Mike Parson to apologize for refusing to take any blame for a sharp increase in coronavirus cases since he lifted restrictions on June 16th. Parson said Tuesday that a governor can't take personal responsibility for any virus. He compared the disease that has killed almost 1,000 people in his state to the flu, which killed around 100 people last year. He said no one would expect him to take responsibility if someone was involved in an accident on a Missouri road. Missouri Democratic Party spokesperson Kevin Donahoe says Parson's comments show a, quote, stunning lack of compassion. The Boone County Health Department reported 15 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. This is the second highest total since the department began recording cases. The new cases bring the county's total number of cases to 302 and total active cases to 84. Active cases have increased considerably over both the past week and month as county health department restrictions have been gradually lifted. Recently, young age groups have been contracting more COVID-19 cases compared to other age groups. The health department says it is not known if those who recover from COVID-19 are immune to the disease. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.